Good evening, everyone. You're welcome to today's class. I hope you've had a great day so far. It's good to have you here with us once again. So in the last class, we looked at the different types of reading CV based on how the information is presented as well as style. And we were able to identify the basic three, which are the chronological or timeline CV, the functional CV, as well as the targeted or combinational CV. And the whole idea was to help you understand the features of each type, to help you make a decision on how to present yourself based on your career profile so far. In the final analysis, we advised that you by default choose the chronological style, unless in situations where your circumstances makes it not ideal for you to use the chronological type. And the reason for this is that most people in HR circles have grown suspicious of the other types of written CV. Whenever they see a CV that is not organized chronologically, they become suspicious with the assumption that the person has something to hide. So whenever you can, as much as you can, please use a chronological CV. So today we'll be looking at applicant tracking systems, or ATS for short. An applicant tracking system is a human resources software used by companies to collect, sort, store, and rank CVs according to predefined criteria. So what this means is that for most companies, when you send in an application or when you send in your CV, the CV doesn't directly go to the human resources person. It is first fed into a software system called an ATS. And this ATS gets to rank the different CVs sent in for that job and tries to rank the CVs based on certain keywords that have been fed into the system. And it narrows down the number of CVs that would now be passed on to the human resources person to review manually. So the picture on slide 4 is a depiction of how the applicant tracking system works. On the left-hand side, you have a funnel, you know, that collects all the CVs that are being sent in for a particular job opening. The applicant tracking system gets to scan all these CVs based on certain keywords that have been fed into the system. It tries to match them and rank them according to relevance. So the more of these keywords you have on your CV, the higher you rank on this on the list, then it picks off a certain number of the highest ranking CVs and then passes them on to the human resources individual to further review manually and reduce the number of candidates that will now be finally invited for an interview. So the applicant tracking system, it's actually very important to most organizations, because the number of CVs that are sent into these organizations has been on a steady rise. For most big and medium scale organizations, they get to receive thousands of CVs every week. So it becomes humanly impossible for their HR personnel to possibly look at all these CVs manually to be able to determine those who are qualified for the position. So to make their job easier and to make it more efficient, they feed these CVs into the ATS, and then the number that they now manually have to look at gets reduced. So this may be the reason why sometimes in the past, you sent in your CV for a job opening and you felt you were quite qualified for those positions. You felt you sent in a fantastic CV, but you never get to hear back from these organizations. The reason might be because your CV did not get to pass the ATS test. So the ATS is very important to these organizations as it helps them to streamline the recruitment process. It saves them time and it helps them to keep track of the recruitment process from start to finish. And this also helps them to maintain their ethical commitments as far as equal opportunity employment is concerned. So it helps them to manage the entire recruitment process. And for some very big organization even, the ATS is not a standalone software. It's just a subset of their overall human resources information system. So some of these organizations use it to track individual employees from when they applied, they are interviewing, all the steps that we are undertaking in that person's employment up to the stage when the person is onboarded into the system, and even throughout the person's stay in the organization and the person's departure. Everything is included in the database of this ATS. We've listed some of the ATS that are most common out there just to help you recognize them if you perchance come in contact with any of them out there. There's so many of them out there, but these ones listed on slide 6 are some of the top ones. You have Taleo, there's Workday, Oracle HRIS, Jazz HR, there's Leva, there's CATS, and then Brassring. Brassring is very popular in Nigeria, especially in the oil and gas industry. In fact, Shell uses Brassring. If you go to their recruitment website and you're trying to apply for a job, you will see it clearly stated there that the ATS that they're using is Brassring. Then there's Bamboo HR, Smart Recruiters, JobVite, etc. So these are some of the top ATS softwares out there, but there's so many of them, right? So we've provided some tips that would help your CV get past the applicant tracking systems. These are just for informational basis at this moment. You just need to read them, understand them, internalize them. But we are going to be showing you hands-on from next week when we start dealing with the practical process of creating your CV from start to finish. So you see some of these tips being applied when working on CVs. So the first thing to note is that the file format that you should save your CV in should be .docx by default. That is, we are saying you should put your CV in Word. Some of these applicant tracking systems can scan PDF, but some of them cannot. They can only scan Word documents. But you looking on from the outside, you may not really know which particular version the organization is using, if it is the one that can handle both or one that can use Word. But by default, all of them can scan Word documents. So we recommend that your CV should be in a Word document, but not just any Word document, as much as possible. Make it .docx, right? Because some of these organizations are still using very primitive ATS systems, the ones designed in the 1990s and so on and so forth. So if the application can only scan Word 2003, for example, and you are presenting a Word 2016 document, then you have an issue with the optical character recognition part of that system. So we recommend you use .docx so that despite the version of Word document the organization's system is designed to recognize, yours would pass the test also. Another thing that you should note is that you should not make use of the header section of your Word document. Many of these applicant tracking systems cannot recognize information that is in the header section and the footer section of documents. I see a lot of candidates who put their name and their contact information in the header section of their resume. That is a no-no. As far as ATS is involved, any information you put there will be lost in the process of scanning. So the system may get to pull some keywords from the body of your document, but if it doesn't pull your name and it doesn't pull your contact address, then the entry of your CV will be discarded most likely. So please don't use the header section and the footer section of the document. Only use the body part of your document. Another thing you should do is that the font type that you use is very, very important. Don't use any fancy font type. Use the standard font types. Arial is fine. Garamond is fine. Helvetica, Georgia, etc. are okay. The standard font types, there's no stylish, there's no italicizing of the fonts, and so on and so forth. That's what you should use. so that they'll be able to read the characters contained in your CV. Then again, if you have any qualification, if you have any certification that you think will be relevant to that job, that you think can be some sort of keyword supplied for the scanning process, we recommend you write it in full. Then you also use the abbreviation. The reason is that you don't know the particular version of it that has been listed in the system as the keyword. So it's very important that you put both of them so that whichever one the system is looking for, right, your CV would also score very well in that area. So these are some of the things. If you go through slide 7, you see some of the tips there. They are all listed there. Please go through them. Take your time and go through them. I just mentioned just a few. Go through them and internalize them and try to understand what each of them means. When we start creating the CVs, we'll show you how to implement them to be able to make sure that your CV passes the ATS. Then the challenge with job applications these days is that you are kind of trying to appeal to a computer system, and also you're trying to appeal to a human. I see some CVs that they have a lot of designs, fancy designs, looks very beautiful, and so on and so forth. If an individual picks up that CV, it's going to appeal to them. It's going to catch their eye. But an applicant tracking system cannot read images. It cannot read tables. It cannot read columns. So when you do that, you are setting yourself up for failure, because the CV is not going to pass the ATS. Then that means it's not going to get to the part where an individual even picks it up and looks at it. So the job application of today is kind of a seesaw affair. We call it the job application seesaw, where you're trying to balance the fact that your CV would have to get past the ATS, but at the same time will appeal to the HR personnel when they pick it up. So you don't just go and scatter keywords everywhere and cram them up meaninglessly in your CV. If the system picks it up and the human resources person looks at it and it doesn't make sense, and it's clear that you're just littering keywords everywhere in order to pass the applicant tracking system, your application may be banned. So a candidate can be banned in an ATS, such that whenever he receives an application from that person, that email, or from that channel, he gets to reject it. So don't do that. You use this. We are going to show you how to naturally spread the keywords in your CV, such that it makes sense to the human resource person when they read it, but at the same time, it will also get you past the ATS. So this is very, very key for you to understand what these ATS systems do. It's very, very important in today's age of application if you are going to be invited for interviews. In fact, if you have not been paying attention to all the lessons that we've been taking so far, I think this is the right time for you to start. Please go through all the slides that were presented. Try to internalize the information that you have there. Understand the tips. And when we start working on CVs practically, please pay attention to the tips that I'll be showing you on how you can beat these applicant tracking systems. Because without it, your CV is going nowhere. And if your CV doesn't get past the front door, then all the other effort you put in into trying to secure that position will be all wasted. So that's basically what we have for you today. As usual, this is a free course. You are at liberty to share any of the information you find interesting here with your contacts to encourage them, to help them in their own pursuit for a better life and for a better job also. That's what we have for you today. Thank you so much for the time. We have a surprise offer also coming up after this class. I would encourage each and every one of you to partake. I'll see you in the comment section. If you have any questions or any observations, we'd like to read from you. Thank you so much.